All right, everyone, that is Trip by Richmond Punch. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Here I am, your host with the most this evening, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, I am. And tonight I have a special guest, a returning guest, musician, Richmond Punch. Hello, Richmond. How are you doing? Glad that you was able to come back on my show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Brenda. I'm happy to be here at Let's Jazz It Up Radio. And let's do it. Let's talk.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Dallas, Texas is where I am from, although my wife is from your neck of the woods. I remember from South Bend, Indiana. I remember that we talked about a little bit about that in the previous interview.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You was on my show back in, I believe, was it 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was fascinated with you because a lot of people got to know you, that you are a live performer with your violin, dressed in Superman suit, along with your wife and a Wonder Woman outfit, and y'all be on these big cities on the street playing this live music, and you could play anything. So tell us briefly about yourself to those who never heard about you, and how long you've been doing this music thing, your career with your violin instrument, playing as Superman.
Oh, sure. Well, I started when I was 5 years old, public schooling in here in Dallas. It was the right school, the right place, with an amazing teacher that really got me started. She had that, you know, gave me support and the drive.
Right.
Then I practiced basically until a point where it got to a point where I needed some serious help. It wasn't like I was sounding, you know, like I knew everything about music.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 9 years old, I got some help from Southern Methodist University, which had a pre-college program at
mm-hmm.
that time for musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I had a radio interview earlier today where I said one of the most unique things about that was that Southern Methodist University had some African-American faculty members. So it was the African American faculty member that we talked to or met while walking in the hallway of the music school that sister was a faculty in opera and vocal. And so she was saying, you know, kind of just reassuring us that this was a good place to be. Because otherwise, not knowing, you know, we were like, I don't know if you know Dallas demographic, but Southern Methodist University is diverse, but it's not necessarily the most diverse
mm-hmm.
Institution. So, but having that faculty member said, she said, you know, if you need anything while you're around here, you know, just ask me. And so that was great. And then it was suggested because I had big hands to play the viola. Which is
uh-huh.
one of the reasons why today you see me play the 5-string violin.
Right.
And so I learned violin and viola. And later on, training from the Dallas Symphony. They had a program for minorities, study free lessons called the Young Strings Program. I just performed for that program for like an alumni, like a return to the program performance that I did, and it's also showing them how I went from classical to jazz, and it's just been an amazing ride. And then Dallas Symphony trained me, including my teachers from Dallas Symphony with graduates of Juilliard. With my hard practice, I ended up myself going to Juilliard in New York City, and my master's is from Yale University in all studies in classical music.
Wow. So So you've been playing the violin for how many years now up until today?
Oh, I'm not going to say the exact amount, but it's been incredibly long.
What inspired you to do the Superman? It actually draws attention to people. So what sparked you to wear the Superman outfit and your wife wearing a Wonder Woman outfit? What inspired you both to do that?
Oh, sure. Well, that was first initiated actually because of a costume party that our son, who lives in New York, was having. It was a costume party. Everybody, it was a superhero costume party, and or comic book, you know, that kind of related characters. And different people came out in different costumes. The suggestion to me from my wife, she just said, I just one day, I guess she just said, like, here you go. This is a, I think of you as Superman, so here is a costume. And so it was just for the party, you know. But then after the party, it became a message that there was a Superman and a Wonder Woman inside of everyone, that all people should be created equal and have the greatest opportunities in the world, that people should help each other more, that people should journey to the highest heights and just make an impact in the world, you know, much like our superheroes do. So that's how that started.
And so now, Mr. Punch, that last name Punch is I don't know what to say, but it's a spark. It wakens up the senses, because when I see your name in light, because you're big time now, your music is explosive. You can play anything on your musical instrument, jazz, hip hop, gospel, and you have been in high demand to perform in a lot of events. Can you tell us how to get in contact with you and what type of events that you travel to?
Sure. I'll give you the online how to find me first, and then I'll tell you some event examples. My website is richmondpunch.net. That would be richmondpunch.net. My social media handle is Violin Richmond, which is all one word. So violin being the instrument, Richmond, no punctuation. Richmond is my first name. So Violin Richmond, that's my main social media handle for Instagram and Twitter. What else do I have? My new CD, please check that out currently. You just heard Ella May Trip, a song presented by the violin, and that is on Bandcamp.com currently. Right now I'm selling the CD on Bandcamp. And but all my other CDs that I was just talking about, the newest, all my other CDs are on everything. Your iTunes, Android, your Spotify, your Tidal, your everywhere online on my other CDs. They also include Smooth Jazz and Jazz, and the gospel covers, the gospel CD, and then this current CD called Back That Violin Up. Performances, just to describe to you even the recent year, the highlights, I would say when I played for Disney Cruise Line last summer. That was a real big turning point. And then, of course, that was since our last interview. That was my first cruise, and I was working on it, and it was 45 days, jam-packed.
Wow.
jamming all day, all night. Well, I mean, I had, you know, I had breaks. I actually got to go off in every island and see all those destinations.
Wow.
We covered the Jamaicas and the Mexico and the Caribbean and the Bahamas, or even Puerto Rico and also the French island. I mean, basically the whole Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. I see that you had did a fabulous tour in Paris, France, and you making plans to visit many other countries. Do you have a couple of countries in mind that you would love to visit?
Yes, sure. For one, would be definitely Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, also being a place that would be in my own genealogy. Recently on Ancestry.com, I discovered that I'm on there, and I discovered some locations within Africa, you know, instead of just saying, oh, well, I'm black, so I must have African. Now I know that my family has Cameroon, that I have some Bantu, which would be near Nigeria, I believe, like Cameroon, and the Ivory Coast.
Okay.
Where my people are from. So I'm still on that mission, though. But that's one place. Of course, there's so many great places in the world. I love London, to, you know, go back to like London, Paris, but also to go to Asia. You know, my son got to go to Singapore.
Uh-huh.
To, you know, where they take jazz to a whole nother level, you know, down
there. Yeah.
So I would love to go that way. But then I would also love to go down under to Australia.
Oh, okay.
I definitely have some big goals. Matter of fact, just today, I was reaching out to people in London and in Paris.
Okay.
Paris. I'm still trying to track down this family that hosted me when I was in outside of Paris. And I've still been trying to track them down, and I can't even remember their names. So, you know, it just goes on. But the life has definitely been good. I performed for...
I see you performed for New Year's in Los Angeles City.
Yes. Well, that was maybe a couple of years ago, but that was a good one. That was Bishop Noel Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Church,
yeah,
definitely was a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
but that was a great New Year's performance. Matter of fact, I'm returning to area, and I was still getting it in the works to connect with, because I performed at like Potter's House, the Lord churches, and 10 and 15,000 or whatnot. But I'm going to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, and also trying to reconnect with churches I played with there before, including Regina Bell. Regina Bell's church. Her husband is a pastor. She's in the ministry. And her husband, the former Atlanta Hawk, and also Bishop Dale Brunner of Word of Faith Church, were the Brunners of the hair products and hair empire. And so I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, I may have just gotten my third event for the Super Bowl. One is a lobby performance before benefiting domestic violence. And it's for Angie Stone and Calvin Richardson will be in the concert. And so the first thing that people will hear when they walk in would be myself. The second one I'm working on is a Power of Influence Award, where awards will be given to people, music gurus like Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, okay.
Will be there. So I'm really hoping for that Atlanta connection that I've never had, and on a level I've never had.
You got my vote in.
Oh, thank you. one other Jermaine is still in the works. One other that's brand new that I know will be happening also is for Big Brothers Big Sisters. They're having a VIP event for National Mentoring Month. This is
okay.
National Mentoring Month, in addition to we celebrate Martin Luther King during this month.
Yeah.
It's a National Mentoring Month, the month that people should pass things on to the next generation.
Right.
So they're having a huge thing. They have from football to celebrities, benefiting Big Brothers Big Sister, which I was a part of, coming from
okay.
only a single parent home with one parent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you are a busy man, and I would like to play more music on the show tonight. How about let's get into the new music? How about me spinning Back That Violin Up, Mr. Richmond Punch? Tell me a little bit
all
about
right.
what inspired you and what opened your senses to name the title of this song, Back That Violin Up.
Well, of course, the song originally comes from Back That Thing Up. It's a song. So what I was doing, it was more than just a song or naming the song. It was the feeling of what it would be like to have the energy to actually back the violin up. Like almost as if you could go to a concert and the concert was so good that they did the whole concert twice.
The
whole concert twice. So that's kind of like the energy from which I got the title.
All right.
Back That Violin Up. And I just wanted people to remember it.
Well, all right. I cannot know of any music that you play that you open my senses, because you're like a fireball. And I've seen you play. And you have so much energy. So anyone is welcome to call on the show tonight. You know my guest line number. Here is Back That Violin Up. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thanks,
I love it. So, how do you feel about this new music, Dan? How do you feel about your single?
Oh, this music has got me pumped up.
I believe it. Because I
know I'm talking about the Back That Violin of how I came up with that, but I wanted the album to be a tribute to all different sides of music, what I do, what I play. But in the previous album, Finally, I had more songs that I wrote, and this song, in this album, I wanted it to be songs that I like to listen to, you know, on the record.
Yeah.
So that's what I set out to record and to really get tap people where they have their most feelings, you know, where they get their energy, get people where they meet them where their energy is.
Yes.
And it's I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it. And to maybe even hear from those artists, you know, Manny Fresh, I got Manny Fresh on there and Chance the Rapper's on there with the Mother's Love song that I wrote. DJ Snake is on there. And Selena Gomez and Cardi B in that Latin, Taki Taki, Anderson .Paak and Kendrick Lamar Intense, DJ Envy. I'm trying to remember the song right now. Is in the one that I wrote called Revive is on that album. That's actually a gospel song, but originally that was for DJ Envy, and I believe it featured maybe Ty Dolla $ign. Fade Rap, on the original song from where that comes from. So I just had fun.
I believe you have fun because I've listened to all the songs in there, and I can see how on fire and all the energy that you put into it. So I'm quite sure everybody wants to know more information on you, your website information, and the social sites that you are listed on. Can you give that information for our listeners out there to follow you up on, please?
Oh, sure. My website. RichmondPunch.net, RichmondPunch.net, and my social handle, Violin Richmond. Violin Richmond with no punctuation. I wanted to say that I had one of the biggest things coming up in the next 30 days. That there is the Super Bowl, coming after that, Super Bowl, right. After that, I'm going to Missouri. That'll be one of the places I'm going close to your way this year.
In
Missouri, I'll be performing in St. Joseph. In Missouri, north of Kansas City. And playing at Northwest Missouri State University. Violin collaborating with orchestra.
Well, get that.
So I'll be playing solo, with their university orchestra. So that's a great thing. That's something I always wanted to do more of.
You think you'll be coming down here in Evansville, Indiana, sometime this year?
Well, I do have Chicago in the works for September. As a matter of fact, I believe that, and let me take a peek at it, where I put the tour dates. And that date, I can give it to you right, is 9/27, September 27th through the 30th is when I'm tackling Chicago, Indiana, and Detroit.
Well, I'm down here in Evansville, Indiana, so make sure you look me up, give me a call, and see what we can set up down this way for you to come and perform for our fans out here. We are top-notch about jazz down here, and we would love to have you, Richmond. So I would like to play another one of your hits, Mother's Love. Can you give me a little brief story on the title of this song? What made you come up with this song and its melody?
Oh, sure. Mother's Love was written for my mother, Gail Punch. She was an amazing woman, and the fact that she raised me and my sister by herself was such an amazing thing. My sister lives in Los Angeles and is doing well, mm-hmm. and she runs a touring company in cannabis called Weedology Tours.
Weedologytours.com.
So she does that, and her husband plays trombone, plays Beyonce and all kinds of people on the trombone, including Beyonce's that big tour she just got up of with every stadium in the world. So they do that. They're a good team too. And so we, you know, family all the way around. Mother's Love, my mother, she planted all those seeds that gave us that. And so what I put in the song, because I didn't want it to be some kind of a sad remembrance of her or anything like that, I wanted it to have energy. So,
right.
So play it for me. Let it sleep.
Well, here is Mother's Love. You stay right there, Richmond. We'll be right back. Anyone is welcome to call on the show. Call the guest line number. This is Lady Diva. Here is Mother's Love. That melody. I deal with a lot of stress on a day-to-day basis. In Richmond, I could play your whole album and I get distressed. I'm relaxed. Mm. The sound of your violin makes me leave everything else I've been dealing with way back there, a block away. And I am so thankful for your skill, your music, your melody, your creativeness, your intelligence. You keep doing what you're doing. We need people like you. I want to say thank you.
I appreciate you.
Now, I would like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire which you want people to get out of your music, Richmond?
Well, ultimately, I want everybody to be able to, I want to leave, you know, like a musical legacy, you know, like the greats, where people know them as people, as the impact on the world and their music. And I want, I just want people to their days to be better from the music. I want that something they could pass on to their kids. I want people to be able to play the violin and strings. You know, just do my part. And just live, you know, live every day.
Thank you for that information. Thank you. All my children are older and they've grown, but when my youngest daughter, I have the four children, she was youngest daughter. She was the only one that played violin. And I didn't understand why she chose violin. You know, most kids would choose to play the trumpet or the clarinet, but she chose to play the violin. And when I heard her play it, I understood. And that's what made me gotten more into musicians that play the violin. And then when you came along, it just blew me away. So much power in the strings. And you could play anything. You could play hip-hop and gospel, you know. And I never heard hip-hop on violin before. But now, I have, you know. So I like to ask you, any upcoming community events you do in the city where you live at, like community organizations or nonprofit organizations that you really put forth to? Do you want to mention any upcoming community events that you will be doing in the near future?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. One actually is a performance for Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, and I was happy to mention them as well as all the Greeks who have done so much for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they having an event coming up in Dallas. Of course, as a member or a guest, you know, sometimes, you know, people are able to attend that. What else do I have? The performances for both the Women's Council of Realtors, which is a they're a great organization, and for people that are in the business of realtor of house of homes and selling, buying homes, they're a great organization. And there's another one called NAREB, in like Nancy. A Apple R E B, NAREB. I'm forgetting what it stands for. But it's a Black Realtors organization. They're specifically, you know, because a lot of people in every job market always talk about there are not enough African Americans.
Right.
You know, I'm just mostly saying that because I happen to be that. But, yeah, but they have they're a good organization. I've watched that through that realtor thing, the whole interaction. I played for, and they get together and they mix and they're diverse. And the Women's Council may not be all African American, but they attend the African American groups' events. They're all connected. And mm-hmm. then Black Realtors events, you know.
All right. Thank you for that information. So if you would like, would you like to give a shout out to any person that supported you on your music journey here? Any names of persons? Any names of persons you would like to give a shout out to? You're more than welcome to give a shout out on air right now.
I'm here.
We can come back to that. I'll give you time to think about it. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and play this song called Taste. I really love this one. Is there a brief story behind the title of this song?
Sure, yes. Taste is one of my favorite current hip-hop songs. I mean, they still wear it out on the radio. It involves at least one of the members of a group that I would give anything to work with, and that is the Migos.
So it's
Tiger's song, but it features Offset, and just because it's that whole thing, you know. So Tiger's, you know, has his connection, and I think he's doing the Super Bowl, right? And then Offset is one of Migos, you know. So
yeah.
I'm telling you, if I could do something with them, I promise you.
Oh, my goodness. Get down.
I would totally do it, yeah.
Well, everyone, here is Taste. Anyone can still call the guest line number, 657-383-0771. We'll be right back. Here is Taste. I love that one. I really love that one. So I would like to ask you, where can anyone find this new album, mainstream and any music sites? Can you name a couple?
This album?
Yes, the new album.
Yes, they can find that on Bandcamp, and that website, hold on one sec, and I got that for you, richmondpunch.bandcamp.com, /album/back-that-violin-up. That's it.
All right. I hope everyone got that information.
Let me say it one more time. That is richmondpunch.bandcamp.com /album/back-that-violin-up. That's it.
Well, I hope everyone got that, and thank you for that information. Did you still want to give a shout out to the persons or any organizations that have supported you on your music career all these years?
Yes, ma'am. On this album itself and in general in my music career, I want to give the major shout out to Aristotle Abraham, his company Astot Productions, is the person I work with on engineering, music, mixing studio for this album. So he was with me with the tracks. His studio, his engineering skills, his personality, a great person to work with. Aristotle Abraham of Astot Productions. His daughter is a rapper. Her name is Deja. I'm going to make sure I send you some of her music. Her name is Deja, D-E-J-A-H. And I am on some of her, her own music.
So I'll
send you I'll send you that song. I'll put a link in some places. And I also want to give a shout out to my the photographer for the cover with the top hat. It's Planet Photography. Hold on one second. Planet Photography. Yeah, Planet 60. Sorry, I couldn't remember the number. Planet 60 Photography. So Planet 60. He did a great job capturing me during the white party called Dîner en Blanc, which is all over the United States. They even have Dîner en Blanc in Indianapolis. That's where everybody comes out in white, and it's a secret event, and they don't know where they're going to be. And then when they get on a bus, and then when they get off, everybody's in white, and they party like they never partied in their life. That started in France, and I played for it in Houston and in Dallas. I know the attendance, I want to say something like 2,000 plus, and that's just in, you know, in Texas and places like Houston and Dallas, so 2,500 and up, yeah. So he took that photo. My graphics guy is, he does a lot of work, with churches as well, and his name is Derek Grant. His company is called Grant Partner Gospel. GrantPartnerGospel.com. He does all my, like, my website. He did the CD cover. He does flyers for me. All that kind of stuff. So he's a great guy. He did the CD cover. He also prints my CDs. So he's good people to know.
All right. Well, thank you all for that information. And last but not least, we're coming to an end to the showcase. Do you have any words of wisdom, Richmond, you want to give any advice for those that want to get into the music industry? Or do you have a message to deliver?
Oh, sure. Yes, ma'am. And by the way, are you going to play 10th next?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I was just checking. Because I love that song. I really do. Advice. I want to say to everyone to live your best life. That was one song actually I did put on this album that I promise you that's one thing I strive for every day, to try to live my best life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that to anybody, just pursue. Don't stop. You know, just if one door doesn't open, just open the next one. Find the next one. If you gotta get a client and you try to figure out how to get that client on the national scene, then don't give up. Just keep looking for what's going on with them as a national group and press forward and call. If the sale doesn't go through the next day, or maybe if you walk around differently or change the tone of your voice or eat something different, the sale might go through the next day. You know, just keep pushing, keep it going. And then after all that's done, back that violin up.
Right. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Richmond. Thank you. Thank you for coming on my show tonight. I'll be keep playing your music, and you keep doing what you're doing. You are a blessing. I don't know where you're getting that energy at, but I'm quite sure your wife, Kelly, is motivating you as well. Tell Kelly,
yes,
I said
indeed.
Hello. And here is Tent. Can you give me a short reason why this is your favorite song, Tent?
Oh, sure. This is jam-packed energy. I love the friendship between Kendrick Lamar and Anderson .Paak. It's Anderson .Paak's song. Them both are homeboys from Chicago. It also allowed me to see something interesting within music and slightly different. Anderson raps, and he sometimes sings. Anderson is an instrumentalist more and sings more, but also raps. And so it was just interesting for me to play this song and to try to do it on a violin when there's families of people that do those things. So then, so I wanted to kind of basically participate in that conversation.
Okay.
So that's just and I mean the groove is just come on now. The sun is so bright outside, I need tents. The party's so lit, I need tents. This desert of radio is so good on the tune that I need tents. You know, it's good.
I feel you, Richmond. Well, you have a blessed evening, and let's jazz it up and back that violin up. And thank you so much. I'll be getting in contact with you. And if anybody misses the show, it has been recorded. So let's do the tent, and let's have a blessed evening. And I'm going to say this is Lady Diva signing out.